Kanye West concedes 2020 election and teases another run in 2024. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 4, 2020. Rapper and fashion mogul Kanye West appeared to concede his long-shot presidential run in the early hours Wednesday morning. The White House hopeful also suggested that he will run for president again in 2024. Kanye 2024, tweeted West early Wednesday, alongside a photo of himself near an electoral map. The rapper chronicled his election day experience on Twitter, noting that voting for himself was his first time voting. "Keep believing, Kanye 2020. Thank you, Jesus Christ, the Jesus is King," Kerner tweeted. The tweet included a video of his ballot, which showed that he had written in his own name for president. "The first vote of my life, we are here to serve, we pray for every servant leader in the world," wrote West in a follow-up tweet along with a video of himself feeding his ballot into a machine on election day. Kanye 2020, tweeted the rapper, who shared a photo of himself voting. "I voted," wrote West in another follow-up tweet minutes later, sharing a photo of himself in a blue hoodie with an "I voted" sticker attached to it. While West may have failed to get his name on ballots in all 50 states, the rapper did appear on ballots in 12 states, including Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and Vermont. The Grammy winner received a total of more than 57,000 votes on Tuesday, according to a report by Deadline via the Associated Press. Here is how the rapper did in each state with vote counts. Arkansas, 4,040. Colorado, 6,127. Idaho, 3,092. Iowa, 3,197. Kentucky, 6,259. Louisiana, 4,894. Minnesota, 7,654. Mississippi, 3,117. Oklahoma, 5,590. Tennessee, 10,195. Utah, 4,311. Vermont, 1,255. West announced that he was running for president on July 4. Last month, the rapper called out racist liberals during an interview with Joe Rogan, saying that they regularly condescend to black people by assuming they are unable to make decisions for themselves. "One of the most racist things that liberals who pride themselves on not being racist have said to me, like, you are going to split the black vote," said West. "That makes it seem like black people can't make decisions for ourselves." Over the summer, West declared himself pro-life and stated that Planned Parenthood abortion facilities exist in cities on behalf of white supremacists to do the devil's work. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.